In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We will continue tonight our Bible study from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 26, starting from verse 36. Let's start reading from verse 36. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." The word Gethsemane means oil press. Ma'asar zayt, oil press. In the Gospel of St. John, he calls it a garden. This garden was on the western side of the Mount of Olives and a short distance from Jerusalem. That's why St. Luke mentioned in his Gospel, he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed. As he was accustomed means the Lord Jesus Christ used to spend part of the nights in prayer there. When the Lord said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there," he said this to the eight disciples. As we know, the disciples are 12. Judas did not go with them to Gethsemane, because Judas at that time, he was with the high priests and with the scribes and Pharisees, bringing soldiers to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ. So the remaining were 11. He took three with them. So if we subtract three from the 11, then the remaining are eight disciples. So he said to eight disciples who were to remain, he told him, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." Then the Lord actually took with him three disciples, Peter, John, and James, to be witnesses of his anguish. The Lord Jesus Christ knew that a time of distress was coming upon him. So he chose to go privately to pray, which actually an example to all of us. When we have a stressful time, it is time actually to go into our inner room and pray. The Lord Jesus Christ took three, Peter, James, and John. These are the three disciples whom he took with him to the Mount of Transfiguration. And also they witnessed once of the greatest miracle when he raised the daughter of Jairus from death. So he hid his feeling from all the disciples and also expressed his feeling to these three only. He allowed his feelings to appear to these three because he hoped that they could bear this revelation or this expression and give him some sympathy. Because as we know, the Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect human and a perfect divine. And we are speaking about the incarnated Son of Man. And because he resembled our humanity in everything, he was hungry, he was thirsty, he got tired. So during this time, he needed sympathy and he needed support. So he took these three with him to give him the support and also to contemplate this agony in the light of the glory that they witnessed on the Mount Transfiguration. So those who witnessed his glory on the Mount Transfiguration, they can also watch him while he is suffering and in his anguish in Gethsemane. Then we read in verse 37, he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. It means he was overwhelmed with great anguish. He was pressed down. Why he became extremely sorrowful and distressed? Why? Because of the suffering that he is willing to take very soon, to offer himself as atonement for our sins. When he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death, this means his soul was very heavy. Not only because of the suffering of the cross, but more importantly, because the weight of our sins that he carried. St. Paul said about the Lord Jesus Christ, he became sin. He became a curse. So the heavy of our sins in his heart, the sins that he carried on his shoulder, the burden of our sins on him, and actually the sins of the divine wrath that was directed to the sins which actually he endured for our sake, that's why he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. As if he was saying, my spirit is almost gone. We read in the Gospel of Luke that in his anguish, actually even his sweat became like drops of blood, as if he was saying, I am ready to pass out, I'm ready to sink and die, my heart failed me. As I said, it was not fear of agony or fear of death, because he came to this moment and he endured the agony and death, the suffering on the cross. But actually, it was the burden of our sins, how he stood before God as a sinner, how he stood before the Father as a sinner. But all the physical suffering he endured, and he was ready to endure all of them. That's why even the officer that pierced his heart said, this is the Son of God. This feeling actually showed to us his humanity. As I told you, the Lord Jesus Christ is perfect human and perfect divine. And these two natures were united in the person of the incarnated Son of Man. So, because he was perfect human, so as all of us, he suffered. And he was distressed and overwhelmed by anguish. Yes, his human nature was still in union with the divine nature, because his humanity parted not from his divinity, even for a twinkling of an eye. But the divine nature did not interfere to reduce this pain, but he endured the pain to its maximum. He suffered to the utmost and as much as possible for our sins. Saint Jerome said, "Our Lord suffered himself to be thus dejected to convince the world of the truth and reality of his human nature." Nobody now can argue his humanity as Eutychus did and argued his humanity. But is it possible for any one of us to comprehend the mystery of his suffering? Is it possible to understand what does it mean to carry all our sins and to stand before the Father as a sinner? Then we read in verse 38, "Then he said to them, 'My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me.' He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, 'O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.'" He stepped a little further. St. Luke explained how much further. He said about a stone's cast. So when you cast a stone, so he walked this distance. Then he fell on his face, as if he prostrated in prayer. This was the usual posture of prayer in times of great earnestness. It reflects the deepest humiliation when a person humble himself before God. Then he said, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. If it were possible to save men and carry out the divine work of redeeming them, if it is possible, and to take away this cup from me," which cup? Not the cup of the physical suffering, but the cup of carrying our sins, of becoming a sin and of becoming a curse before the Father. The word cup is frequently used in the scripture to point out sorrow, anguish, terror, death. So he said to the Father, "It is too much for me to be sin. I am the Holy One. I am the one without sin." But this doesn't mean that he did not want to accomplish our salvation. But definitely, it was not actually neither the will of the Father nor the will of the Son that we sin, and the Son carries the burden of our sins. But because of his great love, he accepted to carry our sin and to drink this cup to its fullest. So actually, when the Lord said, "If it is possible, let this cup pass from me," it is not he is rejecting to carry our sin, but to show us how the burden and the heaviness of our sins on his heart was very burdensome. That's why he said, let this cup pass from me. Then when he said, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will, this doesn't mean that the Son has a different will from the will of the Father. But this means that the Son completely surrendered his will to the will of the Father. As if he is saying, although this is a heavy burden on me, but my will is your will, and your will is to save the people, and my will is to save the people, so I am submitting my will to your will. This is actually an example of perfect faith, when we need to submit our will to the will of God, as we say in the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done. And when we submit to the will of God, our prayers will be answered. Unfortunately, he who insists on his own will when it is contrary to the will of the Father fails in faith. Verse 40, then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. St. Luke explained why they were sleeping. He said in Luke chapter 22, verse 45, from sorrow. St. Luke was a physician, and as a physician, he knows some people, when they are depressed or sorrowful, they actually escape from this sorrow by sleeping. That's why St. Luke actually offered a scientific explanation why they were sleeping from sorrow. Why the Lord directed his word to Peter, although there were three with him? Why he said to Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Peter in particular, because few hours ago he said, out of his warm profession, his impulsive zeal and his self-confidence, if everybody denied you, I will not deny you. So now actually the Lord is saying to him, if you cannot keep awake, and if you cannot watch with me for 1 hour, then actually, how did you say you will adhere to me in the trials that I will face from now until the cross? Watch, he told them, watch therefore. Watch because now greater trials are coming on. It is necessary, therefore, to be on your guards, to be watchful. Watch and pray, because you cannot do it by yourself. Peter was self-confident when he told him, if everybody denied you, I will not deny you. But the Lord told him, you cannot do it by yourself. Seek help from God by supplication. When you are exposed to tribulation and hardship, watch and pray. How we watch? When actually we observe good works, we being attentive that no wrong doctrine take hold of our hearts. And when we watch, when we observe good works and we observe the sound doctrine, then when we pray, God will help us and strengthen us and support us. And I want you to observe that the Lord did not direct them to pray that God will not make them enter into temptation. He did not tell them, pray to God that no temptation might befall you. But he told them, pray that you will not be overcome by temptation. Yes, temptations will come, but let us pray that we will not fall into temptation. The temptation will not overcome us. Then the Lord sympathized with them, and he told them, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is addressed to the disciples, to tell them, don't trust too much in your own courage. Yes, sometimes your spirit is ready. Your spirit is willing, but your body is still weak. Your human will is still weak. That's why you need to strengthen your will by prayer. Many times in our repentance, we stand before God in sincere repentance and we promise Him that we will not do it again. Then we fall back, not because we were not sincere in our repentance, but because the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh, our human nature, is weak. That's why we need to pray that God may strengthen us. As if the Lord is telling them, you are truly sincere, but your good purpose will be overpowered by your weakness. You wish to continue steadfast in your adherence to me, but your fears will lead you to desert me. Verse 42, again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, O Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. In the second time, St. Luke adds that in the second time when he prayed, his sweat became like blood. And now in the second time, he submitted completely. He said only, your will be done. Your will be done. Complete submission to the will of the Father. Maybe he came to the disciples to check on them, to make sure that they are safe, because he knew that Judas and the disciples, the soldiers are coming. But also, he was asking, as I said, for human sympathy in that hour of agony. So here, actually, we can see how he suffered completely, and he felt our suffering. He felt our pain. He felt how sin actually can overwhelm us. In his prayer, when he said, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. In this prayer, actually, the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ is clearly evident. Is clearly evident. That he is saying, you know, if this cup I have to drink it, I will drink it. But it is heavy for me, but I will submit my will to your will. Then he returned for the second time to the disciples, as we read in verse 43. And he came and he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he did not talk to them the second time. Verse 44, so he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Christ prayed for three times to teach us perseverance in our prayers. And this is actually the foundation on which the midnight hour is divided into three watches. The three watches of the midnight hour prayer of the Agbaya, because the Lord in Gethsemane, in midnight, he prayed three times. The repetition in prayer indicates intensity of feeling. St. Luke mentioned that an angel came and strengthened him. And here is a beautiful meaning for us. When we don't find support from human being or from friends around us, God will support us. When the human support decreases, the divine support increases. Then the Lord told them, the hour is coming. The hour in which Judas with the soldiers are coming to arrest him is approaching. Unfortunately, the hour when he needed their watchfulness and sympathy, now this hour was past. They had failed to actually be watchful in that hour. They failed to be with him and support him. Now the moment is at hand, the moment here when the soldiers are approaching. The Lord told them, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Rise, let us be going, see my betrayer is at hand. The betraying here means the betraying of the Lord Jesus Christ by Judas into the hand of the high priest, scribe and Pharisees. Then the delivering of the Lord Jesus Christ by the high priest, scribe and Pharisees into the hand of Pilate. Then the delivery by Pilate to the Roman soldiers. All of this until the crucifixion will be fulfilled. This betraying was actually known by God, so it was not a surprise to the Lord Jesus Christ. He foreknew what will happen to him. And this hour, he told them, is approaching. And as soon as Christ had said these words, Judas with his band of soldiers appeared.
بخريستوس بنوتي بورون تتيهرين مينان تكهرين سننان تكهرين كان نوفينا نفول جي ثوك تتيكم نبيون بسمون نبي أماش أني أمين O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for then the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, love of God the Father, the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, communion gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace, may the peace of the Lord be with you all.